Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA Ones.
I'm David Byrd reporting. A devastating earthquake hits Nepal and the Himalayan region. The death toll from the powerful 7.8 magnitude quake has risen to more than 1,400 people. As Anjana Pasricha reports, the quake left many more injured and triggered avalanches on Mount Everest.
The massive scale of the tragedy unfolded in the hours after the earthquake, flattened homes, damaged buildings, and split open walls and roads in the bustling Kathmandu Valley, home to 2.5 million people and Nepal's main cities. But the devastation could be much wider. India is assisting a rescue effort in the tiny neighboring country. One plane with a 40-member disaster rescue team and relief supplies has been dispatched, and three more were scheduled to arrive later Saturday. Indian Foreign Secretary Subramaniam Jaishankar says the effort will be scaled up on Sunday. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State says its military forces carried out airstrikes in Syria and Iraq Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes approved by the Iraqi Ministry of Defense. Airstrikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar struck and disabled or destroyed ISIS fighting positions, fighting vehicles, and heavy machine guns. In Syria, near Kobani, meanwhile, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. But despite the attacks, on Saturday, Islamic State militants exploded 3 suicide car bombs at the border crossing between Iraq and Jordan, killing at least 4 Iraqi soldiers. Another 10 people were reported wounded in the explosions. This is VOA News. Fighting continued Saturday between supporters of Yemen's president and Shiite Houthi rebels in the port city of Aden and other parts of the country. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes also continued to hit Houthi targets. Security officials and eyewitnesses said that fierce street battles in Aden took place as Houthis tried to gain a foothold in 2 districts. Western governments and Sunni Arab allies in the coalition say that Iran is financing and supporting the Houthis. Tehran and the rebels deny that allegation. President Obama used his weekly media address to press for approval of his Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Mr. Obama said the new trade pact is needed to ensure the United States keeps pace with China in negotiating trade deals across the world. The president said that the pact will help ensure a level playing field for American workers.
I've seen towns where manufacturing collapsed, plants closed down, and jobs dried up. And I refuse to accept that for our workers, because I know when the playing field is level, nobody can beat us.
The address came just before Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe visits Washington next week. The TPP includes Japan and 11 other Pacific Rim nations, but does not include China. President Obama is pushing for trade promotion authority, where Congress could vote yes or no on trade deals, but could not make any changes in them. Polls opened Saturday in Togo for its presidential election, with President Faure Gnassingbé seeking a 3rd 5-year term. He assumed office in 2005 upon the death of his father, Gnassingbé Ayadama, who ruled the former French colony for 38 years. Opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president in the last election, is expected to come in 2nd in the single-round presidential poll. Rights groups have criticized Togo for using violence against protesters. Hundreds of election observers have descended on the country to monitor the vote. Several hundred demonstrators chanted "Shut it down" and marched through the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore on Saturday to protest the death of a black man while in police custody. The demonstrators marched after gathering at the spot in Baltimore where Freddie Gray was arrested on April 12th. Gray suffered a spinal cord injury while in custody and died a week after his arrest. Baltimore police have said that they will release their investigation later this week. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.